Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
No Tyreek Hill at practice today either during that same portion, but several beat writers did note that he wasn't on the injury report yesterday, so it could just be a off day for him, rest day for Tyreek Hill, so I guess we'll find out.
I don't think there's any validity to what I asked Cuno Crowder, where Tyreek Hill, he wants to be here and he's a team player, but that's one thing if you end up going to the playoffs and you're in the postseason. That's another thing if you end 7-10, you caught 865 yards on the season, you went over 100 yards, maybe one game, and you're watching, you know, Patrick Mahomes, who's the guy that they brought in, had the good game last week.
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. He's watching DeAndre Hopkins catch balls from Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he wants to go back to KC, although that was a rumor at the beginning of the season. But I'm just saying, couldn't you see at the end of the season, if the one, you know how they do the end of the season grades? If the one good grade is the running game, and he's running wind sprints most games, because you get to the end of the season, you can have all the context you want that Tua wasn't out there and it was Tyler Huntley throwing you the ball, whatever. You get to the end of the season, you're a receiver. You don't have enough targets. You don't have enough receiving yards. You didn't go to the postseason. They're talking about how the running game was a bright spot.
And like, he's not a Pro Bowler right now. He's not going to the Pro Bowl. It's Calvin Johnson with no yards. That's the first man I thought about is like, you're on a bad team, but Calvin Johnson was the bright point of
You know what I mean? Tyreek, I mean, the receivers, Michael Irvin always said, we're divas. Like, and you want receivers to be divas.
So you're on a bad team and you're still not eating. That'll be frustrating to the guy that last year, by the players in the world, were voted the number one football player in the world, and now you're sitting at 875 with two games left. It's going to be frustrating to him. Yeah. It will be and he's not – Jalen Waddle, and I'm not saying he's just a diva money guy. He's going to get his check and do whatever it takes. Tyreek Hill has seen success. Now I'm not successful. Now I'm not getting 12 targets a game. There are bad receivers out there right now getting 9, 10 targets a game. And Tyree's getting 6.
And again, I'm supposed to be the best player in the league, according to the other players.
It will get frustrating to Tyreek. And I'm sure Mike McDaniel, Tua, and him have had to have a conversation by now. Because Tyreek isn't a church mouse. Tyreek's going to let you know how he feels about things.
But aren't those frustrations, I guess, felt less when you're the highest paid player ever for a wide receiver in terms of guaranteed money?
Because I think you'd be the highest paid player at that position wherever you were.
And dudes, once you get paid, now it's just salary. Now we have to talk about winning.
You know, that like to me, Solana, that's cured by one of two things. Like Crowder says, either you're a looter in a riot, team stinks, but your numbers are fantastic, you're doing your part, or the team's great, so you'll accept a little bit of a lesser role because for the greater good. But when both those things are missing, then to me, you've got problems. I see this heading down a problematic path.
Calvin Johnson was the best receiver in the league numbers-wise, and the Detroit Lions were terrible. Right now, Travis Kelce's, he has one touchdown all season. But you're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, so you kind of – you chill out a little bit. You don't have your numbers, and your team is 2-6. That's going to frustrate the hell out of a great player.
That's what I think.
He's won his Super Bowl already. He almost broke the record for the most yards last year. Probably would have done it had he not gotten injured.
That's what I'm saying. That makes this more frustrating.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, one off year because Tua Tagovailoa got hurt, it should frustrate him, but also they paid him a lot of money, more than any team has ever paid any wide receiver, and it's 1 year.
Right, and he's saying you didn't use me right.
It's a lot.
I don't want to do it. Like, you're not using me right. Your money's not being well spent.
The money conversation is never had in the locker
room. It's already been had. It's over.
It's contracts are done. I'm making more money than you. You're making more money than me. Are you producing? Am I producing? Are we doing what it is? Like, I would say amongst the team and amongst Tua and Tyreek and everybody, even David Long Jr. or whoever this Walker Jr. guy is who led the team in tackles, never met him before in my life. That the money thing is gone. What are you doing to help us win? And Tyreek is not doing what I thought he could do. If I'm Anthony Walker
Jr., you know he could do.
Why are you – throw him the ball. Why are we – Durham Smythe doesn't need any damn targets. Throw him the ball.
I'm with you. I think he's frustrated. I just don't think it's going to get to the point where he forces himself out of Miami. I think he likes being in Miami.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't either. But
I think he loves being in Miami too. I think he would love to play the rest of his career here. Unless they don't make the playoffs and he doesn't get nearly the targets that he thought he was going to get and has no chance to put up any kind of numbers, doesn't even go to a Pro Bowl. Like, then what am I doing here?
Yeah.
He's one day, right now, he's 1 second closer to retirement than he was a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand what I just said.
Yeah, it was really deep. Very deep, Crowder.
He fancies himself Denzel as well. Like Crowder, he's obviously around some people that are giving him that kind of that kind of swole head. You know,
right
he's, we got
15 seconds closer to retirement than he was when I said it the first time.
Right.
Yeah,
we're 1 second closer now to the end of today's show than we were when I started telling you that.
Let's maximize, Hawk. Let's maximize, Hawk.
It's what bothers me about, like, fans, because I could see Crowder meeting a group of fans. Oh, we love the Dolphins. Crowder, we love listening to you. And he dropped something like that, and fans will just go, oh, yeah,
oh,
man, that's good.
Yeah. I was right. Yeah, but that's what happens to Denzel. That's why it was – that's why it's so shocking when he met the Heat at the elevator, and they're like, no, we just want to take a picture, man. We don't need to – I don't need a speech.
I was headed to the room today, and it was like a young, like a photographer that's working for one of these fighters out here at the Double Down Fight Championship, and we're all in the same hotel. He was like, man, I love the podcast, bro. And he's sitting there, and I'm like, I'm about to go to my room. Asia's up here, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the room. He's like, man, can I ride with you? I was like, yeah. And he asked me, he was like, hey, man, you've been so successful in so many different avenues of life. You know, like, if you have to just, because I'll never see you again in my life, you had to give me some knowledge. Like, what's the main thing you would say? I said, bro, you want a cheat code? He said, yes. Yeah, the cheat code. Said, you got to grind. The grind is better than
Christ.
The success.
I had to hit the emergency alarm on the elevator.
How old are you? 25. I said, see, kids your age don't know about work. You don't work just to succeed. You work to work. Success comes in the end.
I had to hit you over the head with my camera.
Meanwhile, all it took was being friends with Ryan Clark.
You want the cheat code? You got to enjoy the grind. The grind is what you have to love.
I talk to people in their language. So if he's a photographer, I go, life is like an open aperture. I always do whatever, like whatever they're doing, I bring it back to them. I go, sometimes you have the aperture wide open. sometimes have the aperture closed up, but you got to know the right situations and where your aperture should be.
You can't tell me what I just said is not better than what Hawk just said.
I made it understandable for the guy in the elevator. Nobody he knows aperture.
Nobody knows what that means.
He knows. He knows. I spoke at his language level. You just told him to grind.
What was better? Jimmy, what was better? Me or Hawk?
Crowder, you're the best.
There you go.
Jimmy, let me explain it to you in...
I understood that language. Better.
Well, let me explain it to you in your language, though. All right? Life is hair gel. Sometimes you got to know when to cake it on. Sometimes you got to know when to go sans gel.
Speaking of apertures, Hawk, walked into CVS today and had to get a protein shake. And
I hate everyone that I'm surrounded with.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.